This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. April 15th, update pandemic.news. The universal basic income is here. A new law is being proposed in Congress right now to just pay every American $2,000 a month in perpetuity as long as the pandemic is happening, whatever that means. And this is on top of the unemployment benefits that people are getting right now. Some people are receiving $965 a week to not work. Now, okay, I can kind of get that during the actual lockdowns, the mandatory lockdowns. But as I've pointed out in an article, what about when we try to get the economy reignited and get people back to work? Who's going to want to go to work in the food industry, which is mostly low wages or under $15 an hour wages, when they can sit at home and get paid $15 an hour to do nothing? How on earth are you going to convince those people to go back to work at grocery stores or pork processing plants or agricultural processors, whatever, or even an Amazon warehouse or a UPS package sorting warehouse? How are you going to get those people to go back to work when they're already making $15 an hour doing nothing? The answer is, for many people, you're not. And then on top of that, now we have this proposed $2,000 a month for everybody to just, everybody just gets an income from the government. You don't have to be a financial genius to realize that that kind of economic system collapses pretty darn quickly. If people are not working, but they're being paid by the government just to maintain their consumerism, you know, because the priority of the government is make sure people keep spending, make sure they keep consuming. That will drive the economy. That's the message. Well, who's going to produce the food? Who's going to drive the trucks? Who's going to run the cashier lanes? Who's going to do all these jobs that have to happen for the free market to function? And the answer is, nobody's got a clue. That recent screenshot that's been shared all across the internet of Jim Cramer on CNBC with the background message behind him, I'm paraphrasing, it's something like, greatest day ever, stock market surges, you know. But then the subhead at the bottom of the screen says, record 16 million Americans lose their jobs. You see, that is a disconnect. That's the most horrendous disconnect possible. And the disconnect is happening because Trump is pushing everybody at the Fed and through other means to pump up the stock market with an artificial inflation while the jobs are being crushed and manufacturing is being crushed and retail is being crushed and restaurants are gutted and empty. All across the economic landscape, the economy is basically in ruins, in ruins. And yet the stock market keeps going up. How can that be? Because it's artificial. Just like the universal basic income. It's an artificial income. If they send out checks to all Americans every month, here, just collect a check from the federal government, how is that any different from not just socialism, but communism? How is that a free market concept? It isn't. Oh, and I've heard President Trump wants to put his name on those checks to make sure people know that he fought for them. So Trump is just in the handing out free money business now. In the months before the election, basically, here's thousands of dollars, vote for me. Huh, I thought buying votes was illegal. And I thought if anybody in Washington, D.C. was going to suggest free money for everyone, that it would have been Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders or one of these other left-wing economic lunatics. Instead, it's President Trump. Well, Bernie Sanders has already won, if that's what we're turning to now. Just total implosion of every free market principle. There's no price discovery. We're not allowing any company to fail so that resources can be efficiently redistributed across the economy using local knowledge and local information that, you know, that the business owners have and the employees have. Why not let people reconfigure so that we can get our economy restarted again? Instead, we're going to have a centrally planned economy run by a president that perhaps gets reelected, although I'm not sure that's going to happen now, but perhaps he gets reelected by essentially buying votes, handing out free money to everyone. Where is the outrage from the conservatives on this point? Can you imagine the outrage if Obama had said, oh, we're gonna send out thousands of dollars a month to every American, and we're going to have my name, Barack Obama, on every check? Can you imagine the outrage from the conservatives? And yet today, there is no outrage from conservatives about Trump doing this. Maybe Rand Paul has raised some criticism. I think he has. But that's about it. That's about it. So in other words, Trump supporters have no economic principles. As long as their guy is the one handing out the money and buying votes, they're fine with it. So much for the free market. As long as their guy is buying out the economy, buying all the corporate debt, buying the junk bonds, buying the real estate-backed mortgages, buying all the risk and all the assets and all the corporations eventually, they're all for it. Conservatives have become communists in America today. And Trump is leading them down the primrose path toward a centrally planned economy that does not function without communist-style or Soviet-style interventions to just prop up everything with artificial fiat currency money. That's not capitalism, folks. Not even, it doesn't even resemble it. You can't even twist it with an opinion and say that's capitalism. No, it's Marxism or communism, a centrally planned economy. Federal government determines the winners and losers. The stock market totally rigged. No more fully functioning markets. All the prices essentially set by the Federal Reserve. The Fed buys everything. There will be no more losses. No one will ever lose any money. No more financial punishments for making bad bets. Everybody gets bailed out no matter how insane their investments were or their risk-taking was. Everybody gets bailed out. That's not a free market economy, folks. That's not anything that conservatives should be supporting in America. That is the opposite of capitalism. That's the opposite of liberty. That's enslavement under a Soviet-style government. And we are there. We are there under a Republican president. We have arrived at this incredible point in history with hardly a peep of protest from any conservative in America. It's amazing because it's just tribalism, folks. It's pure tribalism. The Trump supporters, they don't care if Trump violates every principle of free market capitalism. They don't care if Trump just rolls out a universal basic income. They don't care if Trump buys votes in order to win the election. They don't care. As long as it's their guy, they'll support anything. And that is the road to ruin. That's the road to enslavement. That's how we end up enslaved in a system of government control and Soviet-style centrally planned economies. And if you're not speaking out against this, then I don't know, maybe you're not seeing it, or you really don't have any principles when it comes to free markets and price discovery and allowing the market to function as it should. If it's rigged, it's not a free market. And it's rigged right now. Everything's rigged. And this will end badly. This will end with the collapse of the dollar and the destruction of the United States of America. That's where this is going. And Trump is putting us on that path. Not that any Democrat would do any differently, by the way. They would all put us on this path. But I would expect Trump to resist this, and he isn't. He's going right along with Big Pharma, right along with the vaccine industry, right along with the big banks, Wall Street, universal basic income, Federal Reserve bailouts, massive money printing, massive counterfeiting of our fiat currency. He's going right along with it because he's a one-number president. He just wants the Dow to be a big number on voting day. That's it. He's defined his entire presidency by one number, and he's willing to sacrifice everything to keep that number artificially high. That's sad. Very sad. Share this message. We need to resist this. We need to get back to free markets. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news or newstarget.com. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacture, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.